Good evening, Audio Boo. Just a quick one from me, but I say that every time. It's Sunday evening on the 24th of August. It's really like autumn out there. I've just been out to put some rubbish out the front. It's very still, it's very quiet, and it's got that damp feel to the air, which I love, and the smell of like damp leaves and just, I love that. I love the smell of autumn. I actually love autumn, although I'm sad that the summer's gone. We might get an Indian summer, you never know. I do love this time of year because I love the dampness and I love the fact that you do get some really warm, sunny days, even if it goes cold at night, or chilly anyway. Cool. It's not cold. Yeah, when I was outside, it happened twice. I heard this woman, I don't know where she is, whether she's in somewhere across the road, in a house down the street or something, with the window open. She laughed like an old hag, like a witch. She went, ah, ha, 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 and I thought, bloody hell. Not much to report, really. I spent a good part of the day feeling sorry for myself with my back, but actually it isn't my back. I think it's my ribs again, but it's the different side. It's that thing where the cartilage between the ribs gets inflamed, although it's okay at the moment. It's completely gone and I can't understand it. It's really weird. This morning I woke up, well, I didn't sleep again till about, I don't know, gone seven. Obi went off to work. I woke up and he was home. I slept all morning. I didn't wake up till about 12, which I hate. But, you know, when you don't sleep at night and, you know, people say, oh, we'll stay awake all day. But it's easy to say that.
Pause recording.
But it doesn't... You can't always follow it through in practice. So I did sleep, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, I suppose. And I woke up and my back... It didn't feel too bad at first, and then I got up and started moving around. I thought, oh, hey ho, because it was a lot better yesterday, and I thought, oh no, it's worse again today. But I had missed out one dose of paracetamol, so I took that late, and then I got a hot water bottle, and I sat with that for a while, just listening to Audio Booze, and it actually, I don't know, it's just gone. I don't understand it. It's really weird. It did hurt when I pressed on it. It's at the side. It's not even round the back anymore. It started out at the back and now it's ended up at the side, but now it's gone, completely gone from what I can see. So I don't understand it. I'm just a bit sceptical that it might come back just as easily as it went. But anyway, we had a nice day. Connor was at work, but he finishes at 4 on a Sunday, so he was home early. And he brought these the other day. He got us a new knife block because he works in a place where they sell household stuff. And I used a couple of the new knives today. And we had to get rid of the old ones. We had a knife block that had 5 knives in it. How do you get rid of knives? I mean, you can't just chuck them in the bin because if anyone cuts themselves on them or uses them for little deeds or whatever. So what we actually did was it was my idea. I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but I kept a little one, which was okay, and the big one, because that's quite good for cutting stuff down in the garden when the secateurs don't work. It was a meat knife, that one. But the other 3 I ditched because the points on them were bent. And so what we did, I said, well, if we put them into the block and secure them with masking tape, then Obi did that. I was going to do it, but then he did it. You know, they're really secure. And then we wrap them up in newspaper and put them in a carrier bag and put them in with the domestic waste. And I can't do any more than that. You know, if the bin men injure themselves on them, then they must have been rummaging through my rubbish. That's all I can say. And what can I do about that? Because they shouldn't come anywhere near them now. I've disposed of them as safely as I know how to. But I don't know the new knives, and I managed not to cut myself, but when you're cutting stuff like vegetables, meat or whatever, and I know all my knives. I know that may sound stupid, but, you know, I can't see, but I know which knives don't cut that. And I know I've got one knife, vegetable. It's meant to be a vegetable knife, but it won't cut raw potatoes, for instance, which is a downright load of rubbish, but it cuts everything else okay. So I you know, when I'm doing potatoes, I have to use another knife. You know, things like that. I don't know these knives. They're a bit alien to me, so I was a bit wary of using them, but I did successfully. So we had a nice dinner. We had roast beef. I didn't actually do Yorkshire pudding this time. I actually forgot. But we had roast beef and we had some rosemary potatoes and some dauphinoise potatoes. We had macaroni cheese and we had marrow, which I steamed with ginger and green pepper. And then we had steamed broccoli and sweetheart cabbage and, of course, gravy. I'm a vegetarian, as you know, so I just didn't have any... I didn't have anything extra. I just had, you know, the potatoes and the macaroni cheese. And it was really nice. I couldn't even eat all mine because I had so much, so any scraps went in Niall's dinner. That's my guide dog. They went in his dinner and he enjoyed that very much. I always know, I mean, he always enjoys his food, but he licks the bowl extra, you know. He really enjoyed it. Apart from that, there's not really a lot else going on. I haven't managed to do the upload of my kids when they were younger on holiday. I will try and do that tomorrow, but I don't really feel like doing it this time of night. And Obi's using my laptop because he usually uses an iPad, but he needs to do some invoices. So he is using my laptop, and I'll do it tomorrow. So, yeah, I'll try and do that tomorrow. But apart from that, there's not really anything else to say, I don't think. We haven't been out. I haven't been out today. I'm not sure what's coming up this week, really. I'm going to the hairdresser's Thursday. I've got to take Lammy to the vets for his second booster one day this week. I'm sure this... Oh, I've got to go to the clinic with Ronan about his toes on Friday. I can't believe that August is nearly over. I just cannot believe it. The schools will be back next week and it's been so peaceful in the garden. Anyway, I'll get used to it again. And as Ronan pointed out to me, it's tomorrow, it's 4 months till Christmas. Oh, please. We're 2/3 of the way there. I don't think there's anything else I've got coming up this week. Obi's quite busy. He's got 2 weeks off now, but he's got quite a lot on this week anyway. One day I want to go and see my parents. And they don't live very far away. It's only like a couple of miles walk. But for me, that's a long way. It's about 3 miles, actually. For me now, that would be too far. I could do it if I ambled along, but if I walk with Niall, there's no way I could do that because I've walked too fast. Or he does. And I can't slow him down to the pace where I could manage it unless I walked with someone else and had him on lead and he wasn't guiding me. But I don't know. I just got to thinking. Something made me think that... I don't know. I forget what it was now. I was going to talk about it the other day and I can't remember what it was. Made me think, oh, you know, my parents, they're not always going to be around and I want to make the most of them while they're here. And they'd have such a shock if I turned up on their doorstep. I mean, that would be nothing in you know, a year ago, but now. Not because I've had a row or anything, but just because of my health issues. And I've got about a 15-minute walk to the bus stop, which I probably could just about do, because I'd have to go a bit more slowly because the pavements are very narrow in places, so Niall has to naturally slow down. Waiting for the bus, there's a seat I can sit down if I feel weary. I don't really like going on the bus. I don't know why I've got this thing about going on the bus now. I haven't ever been ill on the bus or anything. It's only a short bus journey. I think I want to try and do it. If I don't do it this week, then the following week. I'll get a taxi home. I really want to do that. I just really do. I've got a hankering to go to my parents' house. For some reason, I haven't been there since about March. I want to see their dogs. I want to see the cats. But they've been down here. My mum came down here a couple of weeks ago for Rona's birthday. My dad came down here about 6 weeks ago, but he wasn't in a very good mood. He was a miserable old devil, which he is most of the time now. Anyway, but, you know, I haven't really got much of him on audio boo, so I'd like to go to the house and get some, you know, audio boo of being there, because it is where I grew up since I was five. I suppose you just take it for granted that they're there and, you know, they're going on. I mean, I speak to them on the phone, you know what I mean? It's not that I don't talk to them or anything like that, but you take it for granted sometimes. And it just hit me recently, well, you know, one day they're not going to be here, and then what? So I want to try and make the most of it while they're here. You know, I often have them down here to dinner on a Sunday, but I'm going to try and get an invitation myself up there. Because I enjoy going up there, you know. They've got two dogs. They've got a little Jack Russell who's 12 now. She's the same age as Lammy. He doesn't act like an old dog, though, apart from the fact that he's going deaf. He still runs around, jumps around, but she barks a lot and she still chews things up, but she's a bit of an old lady now. You know, she waddles around. And then they've got another dog who's absolutely crazy, and he's a cockapoo. He's a cross between a poodle and a cocker spaniel. And he knocked me flat. Well, he doesn't, but he's not that big. He's a medium-sized dog. He's a lot smaller than Nile. But he jumps up. You know, he's so pleased to see you, and he pins your head against the wall. He puts his arms around your neck, and he jumps up on your lap. And if you've got anything like hair, if I wear anything in my hair, he tries to pull it out and run off with it. Like a slide or whatever. But, yeah, that's about it, though. I haven't done anything or been anywhere or seen anybody. Oh, I told you my sister came down last night. That was nice. She needed cheering up. She was bordering on having man trouble. I said to her, "Do you know something? You were still going on about men now, like you did when you were a teenager. Honestly." I said, "What's changed, apart from that we're older?" I can remember her coming home saying, "He said, see you later." Because that meant that he didn't make any other arrangements to see her again, this particular bloke. He was a waste of space, I tell you, that one. And then there was another bloke that ditched her because when they went to bed, she bought two pairs of jeans. Oh, you have to laugh when you look back on it. She always wore two pairs of jeans. I don't know why. So they were tight, I think. I can remember laying on the floor trying to get her jeans done up. But you don't wear your jeans to bed. But she did. But anyway, it was nice to see her. Oh, it wasn't that long ago I seen her anyway. It was only a couple of weeks ago again, but they've got a new dog. I haven't seen it yet. It's a cross between a Labrador and something suspicious, like they were told it was a pit bull, but I don't know if it is or not. But apparently she's a young dog, like under a year old, and she's very amiable. She's a bit mad. My sister says she needs my help with training her, but the thing is getting together, because now she hasn't got a car, it's getting together to do it. I should advise her to get a head collar to start with, to stop the pulling. But you need to get her a bit of respect. She needs to do some obedience with her and get a bit of respect, you know, teach her to sit and stuff like that. I don't know whether she can do any of that already. She might be able to, but she needs to do it, you know. She needs to practice a little bit of that every day, because otherwise the dog's going to rule the roost if she doesn't already. Her name's Mindy. It was something different. I forget what her name was. Fendi or... Was it Fendi? It was a make of a bag or something. I mean, how corny. That's what the people before called her. So they didn't want to call her that. They wanted to call her something that sounded like that, but... Mindy, I would have rather... No, my mum's got a cat called Cindy. I did think of another name that I would have preferred, but Mindy's okay. I'm sure her and Niall would get on like a house on fire, because she's very playful. And she's fine with my sister's Jack Russell, Jimmy. But I'd like to get these two together, because she's a mad player and so is he. And he doesn't very often come across other dogs that are as rough as he is. And, you know... I'd really like to take them over the fields together. But I don't know if she's ever let her off the lead, you see. because she doesn't know what she's like coming back. You see, he's okay at coming back, but I've never had a dog that's been bad at coming back, but I know some are. I just couldn't put up with it. I wouldn't let a dog off the lead if they were bad at coming back. But I just don't think I would ever have a dog that's bad at coming back, because I think if your dog thinks enough of you, they will come back. And that may be a bit of a bull-headed thing to say, but I actually believe it. So if your dog has enough respect for you, they will come back. Even if they don't come straight that second, they will come back. But I've known people's dogs that just clear off. I couldn't be doing with that. No way. Because that means you've got no control over them. And I think part of the pleasure of having a dog is to be able to take them somewhere and let them loose. I mean, you can't everywhere, obviously. You can't do that. You have to be careful around sheep and stuff like that. But, you know, when we're going around the public footpaths around here, we let them off and they're fine, because we know we can get them back if we have to. And there's no livestock around here. We have never come across any yet anyway. Not to say there isn't, there probably is, but we just haven't found it yet in our wanderings. But anyway, that's just my opinion and my thoughts for the day. I can hear music from every quarter or sound. I've got my radio on, which is the quietest of the lot, even though it's in the same room. Ronan's TV, Obi's got the TV on downstairs. I don't think he's watching it. I was watching it, actually, but then I walked off and went and cleaned up the kitchen. I was watching a thing on Animal Planet about wildest Indonesia or something. I like those documentaries. But I went and cleaned up the kitchen and fed the animals and stuff, and then I forgot about it. Anyway, folks, I hope you have a nice bank holiday weekend if you're in the UK. Bank holiday, I should say, tomorrow. Hope the weather's good if you've got any plans outdoors. And I'll be back tomorrow, if not before. Pause recording.